she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say maybe.
Advertise your business here. We're word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
MTJ Martin Truex Jr. has scored the win.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, Race Day.
Ready. Bring it.
From Darlington Raceway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Under partly cloudy skies with a feels-like temperature of 99 degrees, NASCAR Cup Series teams have convened for the sport's yearly Labor Day tradition in Darlington, South Carolina. Hello and welcome to the Darlington Raceway, and the granddaddy of them all, Motor Racing Network, is live and on the air with flag-to-flag coverage of the Cookout Southern 500. Mike Bagley here along with the entire MRN crew as we get set to bring you racing action from NASCAR's oldest super speedway. This track was built back in 1950, and since its inception, the best have been tested in ways they never could have imagined. Tonight, a grueling 367-lap challenge awaits a 38-car field in what still is to this day a test of man and machine. Let's go to the broadcast booth and bring in Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden, anchors for tonight's Cookout Southern 500. Jeff, we'll start with you. This track is legendary, and it will put the best through their paces, but we're on the doorstep of the playoffs, and that just piles on to the heaping plateful that sits in front of us here tonight.
So much to cover, Mike, that's for sure. Let's start with this. One more shot to get in for five drivers, and that's to point their way in. Talking about the playoffs, Alex Hayden, Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, and Chris Buescher at the moment above the cut line, below Bubba Wallace and Ross Chastain. Coming into the event, it was Chris Buescher by 21 over Bubba. But that's already decreased down to only 12 points separation. Let's break down how you make points and how you can lose them.
And why right now it's only a 12-point separation. That's because of yesterday in qualifying for the Cookout Southern 500. Bubba Wallace won the pole position, and Chris Buescher qualified 10th. It's 1 point per position in NASCAR Cup Series racing. So what was a 21-point deficit effectively at the drop of the green flag drops to a 12-point deficit for Bubba Wallace on that last playoff spot with Chris Buescher. Then you got to think about the stage endings, because the top 10 get paid in points. The winner of the stage gets 10 points. Second place in the stage gets 9, all the way down to 10th place that gets 1 point. It is going to be paramount for these teams that need points desperately, whether you're in or trying to get in, to earn stage points.
All right, so if we're going to earn stage points, you may have to employ strategy. This may be one of the most strategical races of the entire year. Let's talk about strategy. Let's talk about tires. They're a big factor here in how you race this very difficult racetrack.
Yeah, Goodyear gives these teams a maximum of 12 sets of brand new Goodyear, what we refer to as sticker tires. They also get to bring over the one set of scuff tires that they used in their qualifying laps yesterday afternoon. So technically 13 sets of tires. And Jeff, this tough old racetrack, even though it was repaved some 15 or so years ago, still eats up these Goodyear tires and eats them up in a hurry. tires are far more important than Sunoco fuel tonight.
Mike Bagley, the 75th annual Southern 500, the Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway, promises to have it all for us here tonight.
Jeff, Alex, thank you so much, and we cannot wait to bring you coverage tonight of this legendary race. While we have a chance, let's check some NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series ran the Sport Clips Haircuts VFW Help a Hero 200 here at Darlington. Christopher Bell, driving for Joe Gibbs Racing, got the win thanks in part to a good final pit stop.
Yeah, I mean, this one's on the pit crew. Those guys did amazing all day long and just kept us in the game and then obviously got us in position with the lead there that last pit stop. So you win some, you lose some, and I'm glad we won it that way.
Cole Custer finished in second. Sheldon Creed was third. Chase Elliott and Sammy Smith rounded out the top five finishers. There are three races to go in the Xfinity Series regular season. Sammy Smith is now in by 10. Ryan Sieg out by 10 as the series heads to the Atlanta Motor Speedway next weekend. Kolleg Racing completed its 2025 NASCAR Xfinity Series driver lineup. Christian Eckes, who is currently in a title fight of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, will join A.J. Allmendinger, Josh Williams, and Daniel Dye to complete the four-driver roster. And earlier this week, NASCAR released its schedules for the 2025 season. Some highlights include NASCAR Xfinity and NASCAR Cup Series races in Mexico City. Rockingham Speedway is back for the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the trucks. And the trucks will race at Lime Rock Park in Connecticut and the Charlotte Roval for the first time. You can check out the complete schedules at NASCAR.com. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, several drivers' playoff futures hang in the balance tonight. Ross Chastain is one of those drivers. I'll go one-on-one with Ross. Also, there's a lot of strategy involved in this 500-miler. Todd Gordon will be our analyst tonight. We'll check in with the championship-winning crew chief and get the secret sauce from the crew chiefing perspective. Plus, women have played a very important part in this sport over its 75-year history and all over motorsports. We'll shine a spotlight on some of the ladies that have played a role. And we'll check in with the drivers before they buckle into their race cars ahead of this year's regular season finale.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
When you come to Darlington, it's hard not to think about Cale Yarborough. He lived in nearby Timmonsville, about 20 minutes from the track. Cale passed away on New Year's Eve, but his accomplishments and his legacy will be remembered and saluted here tonight. NASCAR Hall of Famer Dale Jarrett will wheel his legendary number 11 1978 Oldsmobile around the track shortly in a ceremonial lap. That is the same car Cale won this race in some 46 years ago, and that was one of his five wins in the Southern 500. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tallgrass Short a Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From the track, too tough to tame, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Here comes Christopher Bell. He'll score the win. Further back, Ross Chastain.
Chastain did a video game move, drove it and never lifted. Put it against the safer barrier in turn three, never lifted all the way around the turn. And Ross Chastain passes Denny Hamlin. Ross Chastain will get into the playoff.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded at Martinsville a tad shy of 2 years ago when Ross Chastain had to create some magic in order to make the championship four in Phoenix. Tonight, he faces a similar challenge in the regular season finale here at Darlington. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day, coming to you from high atop the Earnhardt Towers in the breezy confines here in turn number three. All eyes will be on the playoff bubble tonight. Coming into the Cookout Southern 500, Ross Chastain is one of two drivers that can point their way into the playoffs, but that path is very complicated. He sits 27 points out. A win would greatly simplify things. I had a chance to catch up with Ross yesterday morning.
We know your place on the playoff grid. You know your place on the playoff grid. And we know the work ahead of you on Sunday night. Where are you? Where's this team right now? Where's the preparation going into this race?
To try to come win the Southern 500. I mean, that's been a goal of ours since I got paired together with Phil Surgeon and in our group at CGR, and when we transitioned to Trackhouse, we ran third in that first Southern 500 together, I believe, which was great. And then into the Gen 7 car, just a lot of speed here. Couple that weren't as fast, but had opportunities to run up front, lead laps, and win. Just haven't quite put it all together, and it's so challenging here just to put together a complete weekend.
So with that, you obviously have a pressure-packed race without what we have in front of us. This year, though, the regular season finale is tomorrow night. How does that complicate things on top of what is already a complicated race to get your arms around?
Obviously, we've had 25 opportunities, and we haven't scrounged up enough points to put ourselves in any better position. We haven't won. So, yes, it just by the math, it obviously puts us in the spotlight of do we make the playoffs or not. But if we go do what we would have been doing no matter where it is on the schedule and try to win the Southern 500, then we can... nothing else matters then. And then all of our problems are solved, because one, that would be a life achievement and a career goal accomplished, but it would also just ensure that we go into the race next week, obviously part of the 16.
You find yourself in a situation where you obviously want to win the 500, you can point your way into the playoffs. What's been different about this team and about this organization this year that obviously finds you in the situation that you're in?
Just haven't been as fast compared to the field. I mean, they give out points quarter, halfway through the race, and then at the end, and we just haven't been scrounging them up. We haven't been up there leading laps to win stages. We haven't been in contention at the end, aside from a couple. We've had opportunities, but just not consistently. Sometimes I'm racing for 13th, and sometimes I'm racing for 3rd. So I know that's going to happen in Cup, but it hasn't been consistent enough to get the bulk of those stage points. So that's where I feel like we've fallen short. And sometimes we can put it together by the end and take an average running position in the high teens and make it low teens by the end of the race and be up there fighting for 10th. But when so many people win, it just knocks us down. I mean, we're not, what are we, you know, seeded 18th right now, but we're not at 18th in points. Like, we're way higher than that. But the new winners below us put us down a few notches.
What was your thought when Harrison won last week at Daytona, which obviously pushed you down into the spot that you're in right now?
It truly was happiness for him. I've gotten to know Harrison a little bit and know some of those guys and Jeremy Bullens on that car. So I wasn't upset in the moment. Of the candidates up there in contention for win, he was my favorite. He's who, just as a person, I'd rather see him. And we've had some fun over the years and hung out a little bit away from the track. I have a hard time doing, like, hanging out much on race weekend with these guys and girls. So once we get away in the off season, I can kind of disconnect from the competition side, and we can have some bush lights and have some fun. But yeah,
why do you not compartmentalize during the season? Why is that?
I've tried. I can't. I've tried, and I don't want to, is probably a better way to describe it. I have to force myself, you know, if we go to a Saturday night dinner with a couple of drivers or something, I have to force myself to smile. And if I'm just hanging out with my guys on the one team or some other crew guys, even if it's just their, you know, mechanics, engineers, pit crew, I can have fun with them. But the driving side and the driver side, I just focus so much on beating them that I focused all week on, you know, on my car and what I'm going to do, how I'm going to execute, and studying other drivers' lines and learning from them through all the data that we have that we can pull up. That the night before the competition, I don't want to go be buddy-buddy with them, because my goal is to go lap them, and I just struggle with that. So I can, when I have a few weeks or days or weeks or months, I can kind of separate that in off season. But yeah, I was happy for Harrison and the Wood Brothers. I've gotten to know them a little bit. I've been up to Stewart and seen the shop, and Mr. Leonard and Eddie and Lynn showed me around, showed me all the old artifacts, and then showed me some of the new scaled down, like the, I don't know if it was quarter size, but the small engines that Leonard and them are building. Showed me how that works. It's just incredible.
His game face is on, and he is about to be introduced to the crowd here at the Darlington Raceway. Ross Chastain will start tonight's Cookout Southern 500 in the 22nd position.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a 4-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts. Tonight's Cookout Southern 500 is 500 miles, 367 laps. Stage breaks will come at laps 115 and 230. We're going trackside next from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to Darlington Raceway. Driver introductions have just gotten underway. We are counting you down to the Cookout Southern 500. The gentleman that will lead the field to the green flag starting in position number one is a driver that has to work his way into the playoffs tonight. Bubba Wallace scored his third career pole yesterday, and he is the first driver out of the playoff standings. He's out by 21. Now, he's finished top 10 in his last four starts here, and he made it in on points last year. He will have to do the same tonight. He is with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Mike, his time around here, speed around here was 167.146. Bubba, Mike Bagley just talked about the last four starts here been top 10 finishes. What can you apply from those to tonight's race? How's the car to be able to do it and get even better than top 10?
I think we have a really good U.S. Air Force Toyota Camry. I found where the wall was multiple times yesterday, so need to back that down a little bit. But all in all, it's just another race. I just got to execute to a T and do the best that we can. And I just want to make sure I go to bed tonight saying that I did everything I could.
How long is this race? I mean, it's 500 miles, 367 laps. But from the driver's seat, from the sense, how do you feel that?
You're working your tail off in the car for sure. You know, the tires wear out quick here. You're fighting it. You want to pit every 10 laps or so, but you got to go 30 to 40 laps. So it's a lot going on. So mentally, it's one of the toughest races, the toughest racetracks to be at. So no better nights than tonight to get it done, though.
No better night, that's for sure. He's got the United States Air Force alongside. That's our pole sitter, Bubba Wallace.
So Bubba has a points path into the playoffs. The driver that will start on the inside of row three does not. Chase Briscoe is in a must-win situation tonight if he wants to become playoff eligible. He is out by 144 points. The good news for Chase is he's won here before, but only in NASCAR Xfinity Series competition. Let's check in with him. He's with Alan Cavana of Glastonbury, Connecticut.
And to do it, he gets to start from the third starting spot. Chase, have you allowed yourself to think of the scenario, the win and in, not only making the playoffs, but winning the Southern 500 to do it?
It'd be pretty cool. I think we definitely put ourselves in a good position, you know, at least to start. You know, not that where you start is typically where you finish, but I do think that, you know, our car is capable here. You know, this is a really good track for Stewart Haas typically. You know, we had two cars in the top five here the last time we raced here, and this is a track that I feel really confident at. So, yeah, I think it's a possibility. It's going to take everything. We're going to have, you know, perfect execution on pit road, on the racetrack, on restarts. And, you know, if we can do that, I think we're going to be in the mix, I think. So, yeah, it's all going to come down to execution, and hopefully we can do it.
To someone who may not understand, why do you have to be so close to the wall at this track for success?
Yeah, it just makes you go faster the closer you get to that thing, and that's the problem, right? It just keeps inviting you in to run higher and higher and closer, and eventually the lady in black will get you. So, yeah, it's the game that you play here is how close can you get to it without hitting it, and typically the closer you get, the faster you go, so we all do it. So, yeah, hopefully you're not going to have 500 miles. You're going to be kissing it at some point. You just don't want to smack it, so hopefully I can do it right tonight.
All right, good luck tonight. We saw the scenario play out last week. Win and in, Chase Briscoe trying to do just that.
There is another driver that is in that same situation. That driver starts on the outside of the front row. It's the first time Carson Hocevar has ever started a NASCAR Cup Series race on the front row. He starts second. He is out by 191 points. If he wins tonight, it'll be an upset and will turn the playoff storylines upside down. Carson is with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
And Mike, he's the youngest here at Darlington to start on the front row. Carson, you just told me you were a little bit shocked that you had the speed to put it on the front row, but tell you what, 500 miles is a long way to go with speed, so what more do you have to do throughout the course of the night to make sure you finish up where you're starting?
I'm not 100% sure. Me and Luke, first race together was a year ago at this one, and felt like we could, you know, did a really good job at that one, and felt like where we were in the spring and everything, and for how our cars have been going and how well we finished, that this one would be a strong one, and felt like we were good enough firing off in practice. We were the fastest in our group to, like, at least put one good lap. I was a little shocked for round two, but yeah, I don't know 100% what direction I wanted to take it. I was a little free on longer on, but we're still top five and 10 lap average, I think. So regardless, being out front here is super important, because there's never you know, the only strategy is just put tires on. There is no, you know, chance of flipping it or anything or gambling. You know, it's really just raw speed. So to be able to be up front, it's now all about just maintaining.
Obviously, a win and you're in situation, 22nd in points. Are you conscious about maybe those around the cut line, or is this a Hail Mary attempt to go put this thing in the playoffs?
I mean, honestly, just wanted to run as good as we physically can just to, you know, just have a good day and then just keep building and really reset for next year. But, yeah, obviously, if that's available and we can do that and our speed kind of shows that we can at least be somewhat talked about in that category from practice to qualifying, that, you know, we're definitely going to, you know, kind of swing.
All right, that's Carson Hocevar, guys, starting second. Best career starting spot in the Cup Series.
So those are three drivers that have to win and get in. Well, two of the three, and Carson and Chase Briscoe, Bubba can point his way in, but they are below the cutoff line. Let's talk to a driver that comes in at that line. Chris Buescher is in by 21 points. Good news for Chris is he almost won here in May in the Goodyear 400. He starts 10th tonight. Let's get his thoughts. Back to Steve Post.
Mike, you're right. It was a great run in May that didn't work out. It was a third place finish last year here in the Southern 500. So, Chris, just overall your thoughts about running for a spot in the playoffs here specifically at Darlington Raceway.
Yeah, to start running for a win. You know what? This racetrack's been really, really good to us. We've been really fast and one of my favorite racetracks we go to. So always love that. Love the fact that this is the cutoff this go around, because I feel like it's a place where we can really excel. So long race ahead of us. Got to be smart racing. You know, that's obviously worn out to talk about racing the racetrack, but that's the scenario here. And, you know, be there at the end, we'll be in a really good spot.
How conscious do you want to be during the course of the race? What's going on with others? Or are you a guy that just wants to focus on your own race car?
I don't want to know much about it for a while. I want to go run our race and you know, give 100% every lap and figure out where that puts us. If we get down to the end and, you know, we have some kind of cushion or safety net, and, you know, if that requires us to be smart in certain scenarios as the end of these races have a slight habit of getting a little bit wild, then we go into a little bit of defense there at the end if we need to. But I'm ready to go run this thing like we're racing to win from the start, and we find ourselves in a chance to do that, then we'll just go put a sticker over the door and seal the deal.
100% every lap. Wouldn't be shocked if Chris Buescher doesn't do it, and I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't put a sticker on the door here tonight. He starts in the 10th spot. Alan?
Denny Hamlin is one of the best to ever do it here at Darlington. Was that something from the first lap you ever made, or was that learned, how you got to be so good here?
It just fits my style of driving. Certainly from my very first start here in Xfinity, that essentially got me my ride at Joe Gibbs Racing. I just acclimated to the racetrack, and I had a test here with Tony Stewart back in 2003, and he kind of taught me the way, and I just have steadily, progressively, you know, worked my skill set at this track ever since.
Tonight, to do it, you're starting 14th to win another one. Your biggest competition may be your own cars of Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace. What's it going to take tonight for you to win yet another one?
Yeah, I mean, track position is going to be really, really tough to overcome, so we're just going to have to chip away at it, and that's just getting one or two spots per run and finding ourselves at the front when it really, really counts. So taking myself not out of it early will be the key.
All right, Denny Hamlin, one of the best to do it, looking for another valuable win before we start these playoffs, guys.
And he's looking for his fourth win in this Labor Day Classic.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
From Darlington Raceway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to Darlington. Driver intros are underway, and this packed crowd here is letting these drivers know how they feel about them. They're being taken around the racetrack, and they're being taken back to the pits before they saddle up for tonight's 367-lap affair. We have gotten the driver's perspective about what they need to do. There's also another important component to this, and that is what the crew chief and the crew must do over the course of these 500 miles tonight. Let's go back to the broadcast booth, bring in championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Todd, welcome in, and I'll start straight up with the tire storyline that we've been discussing all weekend. You've got 12 sets over 500 miles. If you were on the box tonight, how would you plan to use them?
Yeah, as you look at this, I feel like stages one and two, I think there's two stops within the stage if it goes green. I would look for these guys, if you break it up with two stops in the stage, you're probably going to go 38 laps, and that gets you to stage one. Stage two is a little bit shorter than that because of the five or six caution laps you'll have in the stage. So that would be 36 and 36. The big question mark comes, what do I do in stage three? It's a longer run, 132 laps probably of green flag running. If you split that in two stops, it leaves you three sets of tires left for cautions that happen through the race. But you're going to have to go 44 laps on average in those sets. And with how short pitting happens here, going to be really interesting at how long you have to run that third stint of that last run. So I think there's opportunities to maybe three stop that last race. Depends on how many cautions you get and where you get to the point of having to put some of those tires on outside of your scheduled plan.
And I was going to ask you that. It sounds like that's the perfect world, but how much do you budget for additional cautions? We've seen it before, and then we've not had them before. So what do you keep in your back pocket so maybe you don't get caught short with a late caution in either one of those stages or at the end of the race?
I'd really hate to roll into that last, after stage two, and only have three sets of stickers left in my box. I'd like to have four and schedule myself to get to that point. If that means I got to put my qualifiers on at some point that I know I won't go a lap down if I put them on, if there's a caution that sets me up with a 15-lap run to the end of the stage and I'm not in a stage position place, I might play the strategy of putting those qualifying tires on. They won't be as good, but they may not bury me and may leave me an opportunity for something later.
We are starting in the heat of the day and we'll be ending this race at night. How much will this track change and how much do you have to forward adjust the car to predict what will happen going forward?
A lot. You'll have to keep up with where the racetrack's going to go as it goes into cloud cover. You're also going to have to take into consideration your track position. Tighten your car up as you get farther forward.
Appreciate the time, Todd. We'll let you reconvene with Jeff and Alex, and we'll check back in with you in a moment. Todd Gordon giving us the keys to tonight's race, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. Throughout the duration of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs and tonight's regular season finale, our friends at Ally have partnered with MRN to honor women in motorsports, more specifically, those who have left their imprint on NASCAR. Our Susie Armstrong is back to tell us about those legacies and about the women of the France family and the legacies they have left behind.
Annie B. France, Betty Jane France, and Lisa France Kennedy have all made a crucial impact on NASCAR. Simply known as Annie B., the wife of NASCAR founder Bill France Sr., served as the first secretary and treasurer for NASCAR and then International Speedway Corporation when Daytona International Speedway opened in 1959. Annie B.'s efforts resulted in her winning the inaugural Landmark Award for contributions to the sport. Following in her footsteps was Betty Jane France, wife of Bill France Jr., who served as NASCAR's executive vice president and assistant treasurer. But people remember her most for her contributions to the community. Betty Jane was the founder and longtime chairperson of the NASCAR Foundation, launched in 2004. Betty Jane's desire to improve the quality of life for children still inspires many today. She assisted in establishing Speediatrics, a children's care facility at Halifax Health in Daytona Beach. Annually at the NASCAR Awards Banquet, the sport bestows the Betty Jane France Humanitarian Award, created in her honor, recognizing the outstanding charitable and volunteer efforts of NASCAR fans. Until her passing in 2016, Betty Jane would personally present the award. Finally, we honor Lisa France Kennedy, daughter of Bill Jr. and Betty Jane. Lisa is the executive vice chair of NASCAR and has been part of the sport since 1983 and was named to the sport's board of directors 1 year later. Lisa has held numerous executive positions in her 30-plus year career with NASCAR. Kennedy spearheaded the revitalization of Phoenix Raceway and helped cement NASCAR's presence in the Midwest with the building of Kansas Speedway. In 2015, Forbes named Lisa the most powerful woman in sports. Over the decades since the founding of the sport, the women of the France family have left a long-lasting impression on NASCAR Nation.
That feature on the women in NASCAR was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you're saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern. We're headed back trackside next. First, from Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
From the running of the Cookout Southern 500, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Driver introductions wrapping up here at Darlington. We are moments away from pre-race ceremonies for the Cookout Southern 500. Let's talk to some more drivers before they climb aboard their race cars. And let's visit with a driver that's a two-time winner of the Cookout Southern 500. He won one of them for Joe Gibbs. He won the other for Richard Petty. We're speaking of Eric Jones, who drives for Legacy Motor Club. If he wins this race tonight, he is playoff bound, but he'll have to do it from the 28th starting position. Eric is with our Steve Post.
Eric does have a little work to do. He's got Matt Kenseth down here. Matt is part of the management team at Legacy Motor Club and pretty good driver coach as well. Eric, I'm not sure driver coach is for you here at Darlington. What is there about this racetrack that has just suited you so well? You're a two-time Southern 500 champ.
I don't know. I like a lot about it. I mean, I like the race, but you know, the track itself is kind of unique that you just race the track, and there's not a lot of places we go anymore you do that. So it's a lot about conserving your car and your tires and, you know, getting your balance good enough at the end of the race that you can be up there and contend. So, yeah, I've been fortunate to have some success here, which has been really nice. And, you know, hopefully we can continue that tonight. I wish we were a little farther up here with the Dollar Cheek Cramery, but, yeah, I think it's pretty good.
How does the car compare, and how does the car need to be over the course of a run? Because we're standing here in the blazing sun. We're not going to end in the blazing sun. What's your expectations as far as what you have over the course of 500 miles?
Yeah, it's going to change a lot tonight, more than probably some of the last two 500s here. So it's going to be really hot and slick to fire off. You know, another hour and a half from now, it's going to probably hopefully feel pretty good. So the track's going to change a lot through that. But, you know, I think the car is good. We practiced really well. I made a mistake in qualifying and put us back here a little bit. But, you know, fortunately, we got a long time to make that up, which is good. So, yeah, we'll see how it changes. A lot of times it tightens up here as the night comes on. So hopefully that's going to kind of play into what we got here for balance.
We'll see what happens with it. Dollar Tree, bright green color on the Toyota here for Eric Jones. Chris Wilner?
27 points. That is the deficit Ross Chastain has going to playoff racing here tonight. After this one, Ross, 22nd, you got to make up some points. What's the mindset as it all comes down to tonight here and winning you're in?
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity for Trackhouse and this Busch Chevy to think about going and having an opportunity to win the Southern 500. It's everything we could ever ask for and everything we dream about. You know, the points are the points, and yeah, if we go win the Southern 500, it'll all solve all of our problems.
As the race goes, are you somebody that's going to want to know where you're at, or would you like radio silence when it comes to the points and where things stack up?
I'm pretty aware of my surroundings, and it's just two other cars that we're mainly focused on. And, you know, if I see them in my windshield, I know that's not good. If I see them in my rearview camera, then I know it's better. But honestly, I need to not see them. They need to be far enough back. And right now we've got it flopped from how we need it to end. So it's 500 miles, though. And at the start of the race, I can't just magically erase what happened in qualifying. It'll take a while and a couple hundred miles. And I love the thought of grinding through 500 miles at Darlington. It's just so cool. I'd be here as a fan if I wasn't driving.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Ross Chastain, guys, one of those win and you're in. He's 27 points below, and he told me earlier this week that he feels like a win at Darlington is coming. He's hoping that is tonight. Alan Cavana.
And I'm with Brad Keselowski. You know something about winning here just a few months ago. How different is a 400-mile race in the spring versus a 500-mile race tonight?
You know, it's got some things that are similar and some things that are way different. You know, this race transitioning into the night is a big challenge because the car's going to drive different. Pace is going to pick back up. But more chances to hit the wall, Alan. So, you know, you got to manage that as well.
All right, Brad Keselowski trying to sweep the year at Darlington, Mike.
Brad Keselowski did it in the spring for 400 miles. We'll see if he can do it for 500 miles here tonight.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers slip-ins. Get your slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Starting lineup and opening ceremonies are coming up. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Cookout Southern 500. Brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 19.
Timmy Hill, Port Tobacco, Maryland.
Row 18.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Kaz Grala, Boston, Massachusetts.
Row 17.
Shine Van Gisbergen.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 16.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Row 15.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 14.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Row 13.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 12.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Row 11.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 10.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 9.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 8.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 7.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Row 6.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Starting 9th.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 8th.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Starting 7th.
Brian Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Starting 6th.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting 5th.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Starting 4th.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Starting 3rd.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 2nd.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
And starting on the pole.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
That's the starting lineup for the Cookout Southern 500.
A 25-race journey leads to race 26 tonight here in Darlington, South Carolina, the race to make the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. These drivers are in. Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Austin Cindric, Chase Elliott, Daniel Suarez, Brad Keselowski, Alex Bowman, and Harrison Burton. They are the 13 drivers that are locked into playoff territory. There are three more spots up for grabs. Currently, Martin Truex Jr. is in by 58. Ty Gibbs is in by 39, and Chris Buescher sits on the playoff cutoff line. He is in by 21. Bubba Wallace is the first driver out. He's out by 21 points. Ross Chastain is out by 27. Both Bubba and Ross have a path into the playoff with points. A win would solve everything. Everybody else, including Kyle Busch, Chase Briscoe, Todd Gilliland, and others, they need to win to get in. The only thing that separates them from getting in, 367 laps at Darlington. Let's go trackside.
Race fans, please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Spring Valley Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. And to hear and to offer our today's invocation, please welcome from God Shepherd Presbyterian Church in Florence, South Carolina, Pastor Stacy Severance.
Let's bow together in prayer. Lord God, we give you thanks for the city of Darlington, for this racetrack and everyone involved in today's race. Bless those gathered to enjoy it both here and at home, and keep these drivers and teams safe and healthy. We give you praise for all of our freedoms. Bless those who serve to protect our lives and liberty. And finally, God, we plead for our great nation, that you would not turn us over to our sins, but that you would guide our hearts toward the grace and truth that is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ, who had no sin but became sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
And here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from the University of Mount Olive, Carolina Sound.
One. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
Cookout Southern 500 from Darlington, next.
Madame Giselle senses something in your future.
Is my boyfriend going to propose?
It's a big storm.
Wait, we're going to get in a fight?
No, a literal storm. Wind, heavy wind. I see a tree falling on your RV.
Oh, that's fine. I'm covered by Progressive. So, is my boyfriend there? Maybe on one knee?
The entire roof is crushed.
So, no ring.
Be prepared for the unexpected with Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Product features subject to policy terms and may not be available in all states or for all vehicles and covered selections.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
When we come back, Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and Todd Gordon from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hey racing fans, William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. Did you know that Liberty is not only my sponsor, but also my school? I'm getting a world-class education, and you can too. Whether you study at Liberty's beautiful campus in Virginia with state-of-the-art facilities in NCAA Division I athletics, or with the convenience of LU's 600-plus online programs, Liberty University has the fit that's right for you. Learn more at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Racing.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
The road to the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs ventures into the state of South Carolina tonight for the Cookout Southern 500. This race and this track have been staples of the NASCAR scene for 75 years. Drivers come and go, but the challenges of this track remain constant. For a handful, there's a new wrinkle: mastering the toughest track on the circuit and collecting every point possible to try to make the playoffs. Ross Chastain is on the outside looking in. He's 27 points below the cutoff line. A win would put him in. But to do that, he must master a track that requires two different approaches.
The difference in the two ends are really unlike anywhere else. There's nuances to every track end to end. They're just, none of them are truly the same. This one is the most drastic, and it, to me, it feels like a yo-yo. So you build up a bunch of speed in one and two, and you slow way down in three and four, and then you build speed through one and two, attacking the two ends with totally different driving styles.
It's the regular season finale for the NASCAR Cup Series in the granddaddy of them all, the 75th Cookout Southern 500 from Darlington. Next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race cars today, pal. Four boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Tonight, the Cookout Southern 500 from Darlington Raceway. Brought to you by Cookout. Cooked outdoor-style food at max speed. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Brought to you by Pfizer. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Wendy's new saucy nugs. A whole new way to nug. By Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
37 race teams for 500 miles, Darlington Raceway. This is the Cookout Southern 500, a NASCAR Cup Series crown jewel event dating back 75 years, and the final race of the regular season, all live right here on the Motor Racing Network. Jeff Strigl alongside is Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon. One of the biggest races of the season, and Alex, one of the hottest.
It absolutely is. 96 degrees, officially the hottest race ambient temperature of the entire season. But Jeff, we're getting ready to fire them up and go racing in Darlington.
I know you can't wait, neither can I. So let's get it started. A huge crowd here tonight at Darlington waiting for the command. Let's get it right now.
Darlington Raceway, this is the moment we've been waiting for. Please welcome Cookout representative Rue Reeves.
Driver, start your engines!
Seven NASCAR Cup Series engines come to life. The 75th annual Cookout Southern 500 is next.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The largest field to ever start a NASCAR Cup Series race was right here at Darlington Raceway back in September of 1953. 82 cars took the green flag. The pole winner, Frank Mundy, finished dead last, and Herb Thomas won from the outside of the front row. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We welcome you back to Darlington Raceway here in the PD region of South Carolina. Field lined up on the pit lane, nose to tail, pace cars yet to pull out onto the racetrack. So let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Motor Racing Network live at Darlington Raceway in Darlington, South Carolina. The NASCAR Cup Series and our premier partners, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity, set to run the 75th annual Jeff Cookout Southern 500.
For 367 laps, 500 miles around this 1.366 mile racetrack, the Darlington Raceway. Stage 1 will be done at lap 115, stage 2 at lap 2.